The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
I think we've all been there. We've gotten a recall notice in the mail from an auto manufacturer, and we set it aside and say, well, we'll deal with it later. And it gets shuffled into the pile of mail somewhere and forgotten. That can be a dangerous situation. Carfax is out this week with a report that more than 2.5 million vehicles have been tagged with do not drive or park outside safety recalls that have gone unrepaired and may very well be out on the road. Joining us right now is the editor-in-chief at Carfax, Patrick Olson. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, and I appreciate you joining us, and I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, because this is a potentially serious matter, isn't it?
It is a very serious matter. So we know that for do-not-drive cars, the automaker and the federal government are telling the owners, literally, park this car. That we will send a tow truck for it, we will take it to the dealership and get it fixed. For park outside, they're saying there's such a fire risk with these vehicles that not only should you not park it in your garage, we'd like you not to park it next to your garage. If you can, not park it next to any structure. So these are definitely very serious recalls.
And you've broken this down state by state as to who has the most of these unrepaired tagged vehicles out there. Who's the worst offender right now?
So right now, the worst ones are California, Texas, and Florida, all with about 250,000. Michigan has about 47,000 of these cars running around.
That's a lot of cars out there that may very well be dangerous. What is it about these recall notices not being heeded? Are they getting lost in the shuffle, or is it maybe the car has changed hands so many times that the person that needs to get that recall notice maybe doesn't even get it?
Yeah, I think you're right on both counts. So one, I think that definitely, the automakers are forced to send out recall notices in first-class mail. And first-class mail is not the primary means of communication for any adults anymore. Secondly, the average age of a car on the road now is 12 and a half years. So we're talking it's on its second, third, fourth, fifth owner. And it can be tough to track down those people. And I know automakers are doing a lot to try to track them down, but it is a challenge for sure.
Well, it is, and I've gotten recall notices before for vehicles that I no longer own. Is it incumbent on me to try and track down the owner? I mean, I usually just set it aside, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do in that case.
Yeah, I would say it's not on you to track down the owner, but if you can, if you get one of those notices, notify the automaker that, hey, I no longer own this car, and that will help them start searching for a new registration somewhere else. That's the thing is cars are, no pun intended, very mobile, right? I live in Tennessee now, but in the last few years, I have lived in Connecticut, I've lived in Virginia, I've lived in Illinois. It can be difficult for automakers to track down where all those people are.
So what would you propose? Obviously, you at Carfax, you deal with tracking cars all the time and, where they've been in the shop and accidents and things like that. What can automakers do to do a better job of tracking down the owners of these recalled vehicles?
Well, first, let me tell you what consumers can do, because I'm sure there are people wondering, okay, is my car one of these cars? So one, if you go to carfax.com/recall, put in either your vehicle identification number or put in your license plate info, we will tell you for free whether there's an unfixed recall on your car. So that still requires you to go do it. The other thing that's easy to do is to download the Carfax CarCare app. Totally free. You can't buy anything in the CarCare app. But if you register your car's VIN there, anytime there's a recall that comes out, we will notify you. So, for example, this week, Jeep recalled 219,000 Cherokee SUVs, and they went for model years 2014 to 2016. That's 9 years old. Those Jeeps have been out there for a while. But with this app, if you owned a car and 8 years later there's a new recall, we will let you know about that. Again, totally for free.
Probably not a bad idea for people that own used vehicles to just periodically take a look and see if there is a recall out there.
Yeah, there was a BMW recall last week that was a do-not-drive recall for 90,000 vehicles, and they date back to 2004.
Wow. So there's a lot of them out there. Again, as you point out, 2.5 million vehicles tagged with the do-not-drive or park outside, something that we should all be aware of. Patrick, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.